Joining me now on the RNJ morning program as we hit 9 minutes after 8 o'clock, I want to talk about some volunteer opportunities and just get some more information about the Musconetcong Watershed Association. It really does tremendous work, and a bunch of opportunities are coming up event-wise so you can get involved. And that's what it's all about, getting involved, right? My guest this morning is Ryan Giorli. He is the Community Engagement Coordinator with the Musconetcong Watershed Association. Joining me with a lot more information today, Ryan, good morning. It's Burt Barron, RNJ Radio. How are you today?
Morning, Burr. I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much for the time today. And before we talk about this specifically, I can't tell you how many signs I've driven by on roads all over New Jersey that it says entering a specific body of water, watershed. And I never really quite understood what that meant. Is there a simple definition for what a watershed is that a guy like me could understand?
Yeah, certainly. I mean, this is something that we go over anytime we go into a school or anytime we're doing public outreach. It's important to realize that. I mean, the first thing I'll say is that wherever you live in a watershed. The watershed, you know, the Musconetcong River watershed is more than just the body of water. It's the land surrounding it. You know, water runs downhill. So anytime rain falls in the grass or on the road, it's going to go downhill. And wherever it collects to that nearest water body, that's how you know what watershed you're in. So, you know, around town in Hackettstown, that water is eventually going to the Musconetcong River, which means Hackettstown sits in the Musconetcong River's watershed.
All right, interesting. Now I can impress people because I have the right definition. So thank you so much for that, Ryan. And your particular organization, Musconetcong Watershed Association, 30th anniversary this year. Congratulations on that. And what are some of the accomplishments that we've seen over these decades?
Yeah, we're definitely excited to be celebrating 30 years. I think one of the most visible achievements that we've seen, especially people in the Hackettstown area, is the removal of obsolete and hazardous dams. So dam up on Sieber Road and Grundyke. We've also done a lot of dam removals down the river. But some other interesting things, we've been doing the river cleanups as long as we've been in business. So 30 years of river cleanups, 30 years of monitoring the health of the river by taking water samples. And we've really started to evolve with that. We're investigating harmful algal blooms in the watershed. That's become a hot button issue for people on lakes, but also, you know, problems in rivers. And, you know, we're really proud of that kind of work we're doing. And, you know, aside from that, just a lot of education initiatives. We're getting people outside in group hikes. So we really try to look at not only the health of the river, but also creating a healthy community that really feels connected to the water.
Really great. And I really admire the education component of this, Ryan, because it's about working with that next generation and hoping that they have a similar appreciation for what the natural beauty that we have around us and so many resources. And for all of us, Ryan, even for an older guy like me, I want to make sure that I leave the planet in better condition for the next generation than when it was when I got here. So organizations and programs like the one that you do, and again, with that heavy education component, just really goes such a long way in maintaining the appreciation for what we have around us. Ryan Giorli is my guest this morning with the Musconetcong Watershed Association. He's the Community Engagement Coordinator. And you mentioned about the river cleanups, and it's really just a bunch of events that fill the calendar about getting out and getting involved and making a difference. You want to talk about some volunteer opportunities, Ryan, that you have with the Watershed Association?
Yes, for sure. I'll start with the cleanup because you mentioned it, and it's also come up in what I've said already. Saturday, April 16th, that's 1-6. It's the day before Easter, as a matter of fact, 9 a.m. We have a cleanup that spans pretty much the whole river. So no matter where you live, if you're close to the Musconetcong, we have a site for you. So it's usually 20-plus different locations. We usually have about 400 volunteers, but you know, every year we come back to the river, there's more trash, unfortunately, so we can never have too many volunteers for that. We provide the bags, we provide the gloves, and this year we'll be giving as a thank you gift, one of those packable, reusable grocery bags. So with that plastic bag ban coming up statewide, we want to help out people with giving them something that's going to be really useful to them in the coming months.
That's a nice idea. What a thoughtful gift, too. I mean, and you're reinforcing your own messaging, if you will, about just being a better environmental steward by giving out these reusable bags, which is really great. And for the volunteers, you'll provide the gloves and the bags, and you just want the people to show up and be ready to go and help out and make a difference. That's what you're looking for with the volunteers.
Yeah, we have site leaders, so we'll have like a super volunteer for each site. So if you want to help out at Riverfront Park or, Alumni Field, the Doug A. Blake Memorial Field, we have somebody who's going to bring the bags and the gloves, and you can just show up if, you know, family, service group, individual, doesn't matter. You just show up and help out.
Yeah, and there's such a rewarding feeling, Ryan, that I'm sure you've seen it, that at the conclusion of one of these volunteer events, everybody just feels so good about what they were accomplished. They've got all this trash, all this refuge out of the waterways, and it's in a much better condition it was than when you got there. It has to be such a rewarding feeling for the volunteers that say, when are we doing this again? Because I can't wait to come out and help out once again.
Yeah, you want to talk about tangible results, that seeing how many tires you pulled or, old flip-flops or, plastic bottles. It's very gratifying because you know exactly what you did that day.
Yeah, really great stuff. Ryan, someone listening today maybe wants some more information about volunteering or wants to learn a little bit more about the Musconetcong Watershed Association. What's the best way they can get that information?
Yeah, we're in the office 5 days a week, usually about 8:30 to 4:30, so you can always call us at 908-537-7060. Again, that's 908-537-7060. And then also our website has pretty much all the information you need. You can see what's coming up. You can also sign up to receive email updates from us so you don't miss anything. But our website is musconetcong.org. So that's musconetcong.org. And I figure on Google, if you get close enough, it'll probably get you to the right place.
You'll figure it out for you,
right?
Yes, that's right. Just think Netcong, the town I grew up in, and just put a Musco before that, and you'll figure it out. Ryan, great job this morning, and thank you for this really helpful information, and really keep up the great work that you and everyone with the association is doing. I want to give a major shout-out, too, to the volunteers, because these are people who just do it because they love it, because they want to live in a better world, a cleaner world, a healthier world, and for them to give up their personal time, maybe some downtime that they would normally have, to be willing to pitch in and make a difference. You're really a special person. So I thank all the volunteers and the organizers like you too, Ryan. And thank you for the time today. And good luck this year. And you just might see me pop up at one of these cleanup events, because I think I'd like to come on out and pitch in and help out one of these days too.
Yeah, Bert, we'd love to see you and anybody else who wants to get involved. I mean, we're fewer than 10 people on staff, even less than that full time. So volunteers really do drive a lot of the work we do and a lot of the success we have. So, you know, if you get involved, know that you're making a huge difference for this watershed and this river.
All right. Great job, Ryan. Thank you for the time again this morning. Have a terrific Thursday.
Thank you. We appreciate the opportunity. Come on, Bert. Take care.